The program for our Thursday, Wellness. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. Yes, the message of salvation is the gospel. It's the good news. The good news of the resurrection of Christ from the dead, and consequently our resurrection from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, what a great chapter to study and to meditate upon, the resurrection from the dead. Christ is called the first fruits of those who slept, and our resurrection is yet to come. And thus we read in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning with verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the first fruits of those who slept. And as Paul wrote in Romans 4:25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised for our justification. What a wonderful thought. In Hebrews 7:25, the apostle says here, Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus has been raised from the dead. He lives forever. And because he lives, we too shall live. That is the gospel, the good message. And also this involves the good news in reference to the person of Christ, his resurrection, and the great spiritual truth surrounding that in reference to us. That involves God's grace and God's mercy. Ephesians 2:5, it says, For by grace are ye saved. And we turn to Titus 3:5, and we find that Titus 3:5 says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. All right, one place it says grace. Another place here, Titus 3:5, mercy. Grace, mercy. The word grace means favor, bestowed. The word mercy implies punishment has been withheld. They are actually opposite sides of the same coin, we might say. Unmerited favor. Favor bestowed in grace, and in mercy, punishment has been withheld as we deserve to die for our sins. We cannot be good enough to take away our own sins, nor good enough to attain the righteousness of God in a complete sense. There is not the least bit of hope for the so-called good moral man outside of Christ. He is not so good after all because he has rejected Christ and Christ died on the cross for him. Oh, I tell you what, that great scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:21 comes to mind. It says, For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Isn't that wonderful to know that we have salvation, deliverance, being saved, being brought to safety through Jesus Christ? Salvation has its negative side and it has its positive side. From the negative side, the viewpoint, we are delivered from certain things. And the positive side, we are saved or delivered to or for something. In reference to the negative side, being delivered from certain things, we are delivered from the guilt of sin. Our sins are no longer held against us. We're delivered from the penalty and the future punishment of sin. And we are delivered from the present power of sin over us. In Colossians 1, verse 13, the apostle wrote, Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So there is deliverance. There is salvation. We have been brought to safety. We are delivered from these negative things. At the same time, we are delivered to something from the positive viewpoint. Jesus said in John 10:10, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. John 3:16 says we might have eternal life. And in 2 Corinthians 5:1, we are told there about this new eternal body that fades not away, that is for us. Yes, we are delivered from something to something. Salvation from our sins, great hope in eternity because of this, that we shall live forever. Oh, how wonderful to have this hope, realizing that this life is not all there is to it. Thank you for listening.